discussions in the show should not be construed as specific recommendations or investment advice. Always consult with your investment professional before making important investment decisions. Securities offered through Cambridge Investment Research, a registered broker-dealer, member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advisor representative, Cambridge Investment Research Advisors Incorporated. A registered investment advisor, Cambridge and ECM Group are not affiliated. Welcome to the ExitCoachRadio.com network and the Retirement Matters Radio Show, where you can hear cutting-edge ideas and strategies to help you plan ahead for your retirement years. Every week, we interview top advisors, authors, and business owners to help you plan with clarity and confidence. And now, here's your host, Buck Blanton.
Welcome back, friends. Just a reminder, we have interviewed dozens of advisors on a wide variety of topics, and you will find all of their interviews and highlights online at ExitCoachRadio.com. or on iTunes at iTunes.ExitCoachRadio.com. I'm talking with Tim Owen of Owen & Associates. Tim, are you there?
Buck, I am here. Thank you for having me.
Oh, super. Glad to have you here. I want to take a couple of minutes and let you tell our listeners a little bit about Tim Owen and then a little bit about Owen & Associates.
Absolutely. To give you a little bit of background, Buck, on myself, there are a few things that have, I think, changed me, grown me into a person. They're probably similar things that other people have experienced. But I was raised in the restaurant business. My dad had a chain of restaurants, so I really learned, one, how to work hard and serve people. And then later, after he sold those, he retired early and did very well as a businessman. I went to a company called Lanier Business Products, and at that time they were a Fortune 500 company. And to be very candid with you, I was the worst salesman that they had. However, with their strong incentive program, I learned to become their best salesperson, later became their sales trainer, corporate sales trainer, and worked into that executive circle with Lanier Business Products. Then from Lanier, what was interesting, after learning sales and negotiating opportunities with Lanier, I went into the employee benefit business, and believe it or not, the first insurance job that I ever had was actually running an insurance company, and it was called Care First. It was an HMO in Jacksonville. It was owned by St. Vincent's and Memorial Hospital, and the beauty of learning the insurance business from the ground up is you learn a lot about employer needs, underwriting, and became a certified underwriter, discounting, contracting with hospitals, doctors, pharmacies, things like that, and you really learn the business from the ground up. When the merger took place in 1987 in Jacksonville, there were 11 HMOs in Jacksonville, that's where Owen & Associates, which we call O&A, kind of emerged, and we started O&A back in 1987. So we've learned a lot about the business. I've learned a lot about business, period, and a lot about serving people, frankly, from my background, kind of swept it up all in a nice, neat pile, and hopefully I'm using those things that I've learned in a productive way.
Well, excellent. We had actually put a title on your discussion today, and it was how to use the Affordable Care Act in a profitable way. A lot of people refer to the Affordable Care Act as Obamacare. It's certainly not something that I know very much about, but I know you do. So I want to kind of go through some of that. And we know that a lot of people are uneducated. They have the wrong ideas. They have the wrong impressions of what the new Health Care Act is about. They have heard that their costs are going up, that they're going to pay fines and penalties. Just for the sake of argument, I'm going to open that up to you and let you tell us and educate us a little bit more about this new Health Affordable Care Act.
Absolutely. The term of the Affordable Care Act certainly has begun to migrate, and they want it to migrate from the term Obamacare. There's absolutely no question about that. It just has a negative connotation, but honestly, it kind of should, because costs are going up and they're unaffordable. However, there are some things in the Affordable Care Act that you can use positively to lower your costs, and I want to share some of those ideas today. But the biggest issue that's going on right now, honestly, is just fully understanding it. A lot of employers are not helping their employees learn about it simply because they're not holding very many employee meetings. They're the employees, to be very candid with you, are kind of aimlessly wandering around on healthcare.gov, and I don't know if you know this, but about 70% of the applicants that were taken in on healthcare.gov, and I don't want to bash them or anything, but it's a factual thing that's been heard over and over on the news. Many of those policies weren't issued. The ones that were issued were not correct. So now there is a handful of brokers and advisors that are CMS certified, and it's important to be aligned by those people because those people are actually doing the most accurate job of providing a positive alternative. But here's the most important thing that employers should know is, number one, if you're a large employer and you have 50-plus, 100-plus, multi-hundred, even a thousand, multi-thousand employees, if you're a large employer, we are implementing a process called risk transfer. And risk transfer is basically taking individual policies and transferring the claims or the risk of those claims to an individual policy. Now, in Florida, Aetna, Coventry, Florida Blue, they were the main players, and some other small ones. They played in the healthcare reform arena. This year, the upcoming year of 2015, the largest health insurance company in the country is going to begin to play, United Healthcare. They'll be part of the exchanges. And if United Healthcare is stepping in and participating, you certainly know this is something that, one, isn't going to go away, and two, might be a valid solution. And here's the main thing I want to say about individual policies and transferring risk, and this applies to really all businesses, is an individual policy as of today is about half, I'm going to say that again, it's about half of the cost of a group health insurance policy. If you structure the business correctly, especially if it's a large group, and do spousal carve-out like UPS and some of the other Fortune 100, 500 companies have done, you're not really sending those spouses to the wolves. You're really sending those spouses to a product that's the same as the product you're buying, Florida Blue, United Healthcare, Aetna, et cetera. But the cost is half, and if they're carved out, those spouses have an opportunity to possibly receive financial assistance called a subsidy, and the net cost of a name brand health insurance policy could end up costing the spouse $75, $100 a month. Well, in the health plan, group health plan, I'm not down on group health plans because that's how we make a living, but on the group health plan, that same policy might cost $300 to $500 to $600, and this also is applicable to children. So you really can use, if you do things right and structure things right, you really can use the Affordable Care Act in a positive way, a profitable way, because if you're transferring those claims of those spouses and children elsewhere, including the chronics and the catastrophic illnesses, to individual policies, again, it has to be structured correctly, and that's why you need a qualified, certified broker advisor. If you do that correctly, you could cut your claim cost by 20 to 50%, you cut your claim cost, you make your employees happier, you make more profit, and the Affordable Care Act is now working for you, not against you. That's kind of the whole enchilada in a small nutshell, Buck.
Well, that's very helpful, Tim. You mentioned certified people. Tell us a little bit about that designation and what these business owners and listeners we have should look for.
Well, recently, the newest news came out with a insurance company that we would all recognize. I won't mention their name, but there are two things happening in the marketplace right now. One is the one you just mentioned, Buck, is the certification. The CMS, the Centers for Medicaid and Medicare Services, require a certification that an insurance agent must be officially certified. You have to go on their website, get certified, get all of that stuff done, and then you're able to interact and work with and quote and sell and apply and write products under healthcare.gov and with that insurance company. That insurance company has to be an approved vendor as well. The issue with the certification mentioned there's two things. This is the first thing, is a lot of these agents need to recertify, and they have to recertify every year, and they also have to recertify in every state in which they do business. So it's a very complicated, time-consuming, can be a very expensive thing to do. So the problem is a lot of the broker advisors, one, aren't up on affordable health care, and two, they're not even certified. So a lot of them, frankly, are not suggesting these ideas because they're not certified to sell them, to be very candid and frank about it. The second thing that's going on is the insurance companies are beginning to have a movement, and that movement is they are taking the small broker advisor agencies who don't do enough business with them, or they have a certain value or a volume of business that they should do. And if you don't have enough volume business, you can no longer work with that insurance company direct. You must go through what's called a general agent. Well, the problem with the general agent is you're not negotiating face to face, belly to belly, if you will, with a senior or assigned underwriter. And if you can't leverage your block of business and negotiate face to face with an underwriter, now you're working through a GA that doesn't do that. Now the employer is just getting a rubber-stamped, typical rate quoted to them, but really not the best deal possible. And these small agencies are kind of scrambling right now. Do I really even need to stay in the business? I want to mention one more trend, maybe a third trend. And again, I'm not down on – these are factual things. I don't mention these to talk negatively of any industry or of any company. I won't mention any company names. But a big trend you're beginning to see and has been going on for a few years now is banks are getting into business. And as banks get into business, I have a brother-in-law who actually went to work for a bank that actually did this. He had a small agency. It was here in Florida. Wasn't in Jacksonville, and he sold his agency to the bank. Well, me knowing the agent really well because he's my brother-in-law, and I know other agents as well also, these agents are kind of tired. This kind of falls right into the exit coach world. They want to exit. You know, they're 50, they're 50-plus. You know, they've been prospecting, cold calling, working renewals, you know, hassling with the annual renewal just like the employers have to deal with. They want to get out of the business. So they're selling their business to the banks. And so you've got this person who's sort of tired. You know, they don't have that passion, that newness, that energy, let's say, of a 25, 35-year-old person just getting in the industry. They're leaving. They're not coming. So if you're an employer group and you're evaluating the agency or the broker advisor that you're working with, any broker advisor that's selling, they typically stick around from 3 to 5 years after the purchase. It's part of the agreement. But after that, you no longer have that broker advisor. And I'm not so sure you have them physically, but I'm not so sure you have all of them, all of their passion, all of their energy, all of their commitment when you have a acquisition situation going on in the banking industry. So banks are acquiring business, but I'm not so sure they're sharpening their edges as they should. I think they're focusing too much on acquisition rather than in size and quantity rather than quality. So those are the three trends that are going on with certification and kind of staying up on things.
Interesting. We're talking with Tim Owen of Owen & Associates. We're going to take a break for just a minute, and I'm going to ask Tim to hang on with us and come back, because one of the things that I'm interested in learning more about is wellness. I know a lot of people out there think they know what that means, but in today's time and the way we're going to receive services, medical services, et cetera, in the future, I think we want an expert to tell us a little bit more about how wellness works.
You're listening to ExitCoachRadio.com, the show for age 50-plus business owners. We're interviewing over 250 professional advisors for their tips, ideas, and precautions so you can be well-planned. We upload new 20-minute interviews and 1-minute highlights every day at ExitCoachRadio.com. Come listen for a minute.
We're back, everyone. We wanted to continue this conversation we're having with Tim Owen of Owen & Associates. Tim's expertise is in employee benefits and in the medical arena. Tim, I mentioned before we went on the break that one of the things that I wanted to talk a little bit more about, and I think we had talked about prior to on a conversation we had, was to get a little bit more into the wellness aspect of where we're heading with the Affordable Care Act and where people are looking at today. Can you give us a little more of a breakdown on that?
Absolutely. Wellness is an interesting subject to us because, as I mentioned a long time ago, in 1982, I got into the business of running an HMO. And so wellness isn't a new topic. Back in 1982, when the Health Maintenance Organizations, HMOs, came about, the whole theory back in those days was to maintain your health and have an organization that would help you do that, co-pays, and that's how that whole process of, quote, managed care came about. Well, you have to stop and ask yourself the question, do people get healthier? And I think we would answer the question, no, it didn't happen. So why can't you get the rocket ship off the launch pad, the wellness launch pad? And we're going to share some of our ideas on this, but I think these are practical ideas, and they are things that people may be able to relate to. Number one, we think that the senior leadership of any company should be very frank about this, possess what you profess, practice what you preach. I'm a 57-year-old guy, owns a business, and I'm a P90X guy, snowboarder, kickboxer, work out regularly. And my employees watch me, and the culture that I generate and the food that I eat during lunch, et cetera, affects them. You know, it's a mentor protege. It's a model. It's a duplication. Let me give you a couple of examples. A guy named, and he doesn't mind me sharing his name, Jimmy Davis, a phenomenal gentleman out of Albany, Georgia, my hometown. Today, he's 95 years old. Married, in love with his wife for 68 years, mentored, loyalty, devotion. He was a mayor of Albany, Georgia, successful attorney of a very large firm and still a growing large firm. But you know what Jimmy Davis is doing now at 95 years old? He didn't retire. Now, he does what he wants and comes and goes as he pleases, but he works a lot. But he sits in a back room with a lot of college interns, and he teaches them how to become great attorneys. About 12 o'clock, Jimmy Davis heads to the gym at the YMCA. And honestly, and he was just featured not too long ago in Georgia Southern Magazine for the accomplishments. He looks about 55 years old. Again, he's 95. He's never had surgery. He doesn't even take one medication. So what I want to do in terms of people possessing what they profess, we think and see leadership, have you really begin to live the life of wellness? Because it will catch on. The second thing we've noticed about wellness is we know for a fact that employees have not connected the dots. And let me explain what I mean by that. In fact, it's so profound, we created a wellness program called Connecting the Dots. Our motto is healthy people file less claims. We strongly believe, and this isn't a new statement, that the best insurance policy you'll ever own is a healthy body. We think that people need help, though, in improving because they're busy. And if they will respond to that help, it's guaranteed that you'll lower the claims in your company. But they haven't connected the dots in the sense that the utilization is tied to their personal wellness, which is tied to what's coming out of their paycheck for health insurance. The reason we know this is because we give this presentation to thousands of employees, and they have this deer in the headlight look like, I never even knew what a loss ratio was. I never knew how this really all connects. And then we tell them, and if it doesn't change, the cost of money that's coming out of your paycheck is just going to grow and get worse. So then the next step of running wellness and doing it well, in our opinion, we call it earn it versus choose it. Let me explain this concept. The earn it versus choose it, by the way, most insurance companies sell this product. Excuse me, let me retract that. Most insurance companies implement this product with their employees, but they don't sell it. But they implement it with their employees because it works. So here's the earn it versus choose it concept. You simply implement one plan, possibly two, but one could work. Now, I'm talking about a company of 5, 10, 20,000 employees. This could work. And it has a high out-of-pocket cost, a high deductible, a high out-of-pocket. And the employees aren't going to like that when you give them a high deductible or high out-of-pocket. But what you do is they have to earn their good plan, not just pick, you know, one of four that they can use to the best of their advantage. So now they do blood work. We know for a fact that health questionnaires, most people are not honest on them. So it's best to do sort of a CSI fact check and do a blood profile to check out things like a metabolic syndrome. Well, if these employees actually do this blood profile, their out-of-pocket cost is then reimbursed, and their out-of-pocket cost goes down. So does their deductible. But now that we know that what their triglycerides are and their blood pressure and cholesterol and their waistline, et cetera, once we know that, now the question is, what will they do about it? So we recommend that if they begin to have progress and they act on these results, that you give them even more reimbursement of that deductible or out-of-pocket. The result is quite magical, because the healthier these employees get to earn their plan, the less the employer pays in claims, and it turns into truly a win-win situation. So in recap on wellness, let me recap this again, because it's very, very important, because a lot of people are trying it and they're just not getting it done. Is get senior leadership living the life, help them connect the dots and educate them. And we also recommend hiring a wellness ambassador. We think these companies should hire a person to run their inside wellness program. It doesn't cost a lot of money. Volunteer programs have been proven not to work. You can't hold a volunteer accountable. They have good intentions, but they also have another job. So we suggest hiring a person and letting them run the company, because the insurance companies, frankly, are offering great toolboxes. The wellness companies are offering great toolboxes. But where it's failing is the implementation part. And then create a earn it versus choose it mentality or culture within the company. And then we think you'll get your wellness rocket off the launch pad.
Thank you, Tim. That's awesome. And for those of our listeners out there, Tim, please give them your contact information so they can find out more about these ideas that you've put together and how to reach you.
Absolutely. The website for our company is owenservices.com. You can reach us. I'll give you a toll-free number. It's 888-749-6936. If you want to reach me, you can go to extension 700. It goes to all of our locations and all of my devices. Or you could email at tim@owenservices.com.
Fantastic, Tim. Thank you. Well, my friends, that's going to do it for our show today. I want to thank you for listening in today, and I hope you've heard something that will help you in some way with your future planning. A big thank you to Tim Owen and to Connie Stoffel and our sponsors, ECM Group LLC, Exit Coach Radio, and The Ultimate Business Owner. Remember, we update content daily, so please visit us often and tell your friends to find us at exitcoachradio.com. We're here to help you, our hero, the private business owner, with tips, ideas, and precautions so that you are well planned.
You've been listening to the Retirement Matters Show with Buck Blanton on the exitcoachradio.com network, where we upload new 1-minute tips and 20-minute interviews every day from our expert host on a wide variety of topics. And if you're on the go, you can listen from your smartphone. Just type in exitcoachradio.com on your mobile browser. Come listen for a minute. For exitcoachradio.com, I'm Spike Reel saying so long for now. Discussions in the show should not be construed as specific recommendations or investment advice. Always consult with your investment professional before making important investment decisions. Securities offered through Cambridge Investment Research, a registered broker-dealer, member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advisor representative, Cambridge Investment Research Advisors Incorporated, a registered investment advisor. Cambridge and ECM Group are not affiliated.